A cold front moving across the region today will bring another round of showers and possible thunderstorms to the area, especially during the morning hours. The front is forecast to lose much of its forward motion and stall out just southeast of the region by the afternoon. To the north, there'll be clearing skies and a pleasant afternoon with sunshine. To the south, more in the way of clouds and the threat of showers throughout much of the afternoon hours. High temperatures for the day will still reach well into the upper 70s and low to mid 80s. It'll still be quite muggy until the front passes, with drier air beginning to move in on a northwesterly breeze in the wake of the front. As a wave of low pressure rides along the stalled out front, it may cause it to buckle far enough north that we could see another wave of showers and possible thunderstorms move across the region during the day tomorrow. If it doesn't move far enough north, we'll wind up with a nice dry day. High temperatures will be in the mid and upper 70s. It could be adjusted upward if the front remains far enough south and the clouds and showers have less of an impact, as there is some disagreement between the models just how far north that rain will make it. Either way, Friday looks to be a beautiful day with ample sunshine and temperatures returning to the low and mid-80s. The first half of the weekend looks good as well, with high pressure in control. However, from late Sunday into the middle of next week, the weather is once again looking unsettled, with the threat of showers and thunderstorms in the forecast every day through the middle of the week as the system potentially cuts off and lingers over the region. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a marginal risk of severe storms for the southern high plains, along with the mid-Mississippi and lower Ohio valleys, as isolated severe storms may occur over the southern high plains and parts of the mid-Mississippi and lower Ohio valleys, mainly in the mid-afternoon and mid-evening. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a low Tuesday morning of 36 degrees at Bodie State Park in California to a high Tuesday of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, increasing clouds with showers and thunderstorms, likely a high well into the 80s and a southwest wind around 10 miles an hour. In Boston, increasing clouds with showers and thunderstorms, likely some storms could produce heavy rain. Highs will be well into the 80s as well, with a southwest wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a high in the low 70s and a northeast wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 82 degrees with a record of 100 set in 1936. Normal minimum temperature is 61 degrees with a record of 43 set in 1969. Sunrise and sunset data for today. July the 8th, sunrise was at 5:25 a.m. and sunset will come at 8:35 p.m. For tomorrow, July 9th, sunrise at 5:26 a.m. and sunset again at 8:35 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms this morning, then becoming sunny this afternoon with a high near 80 and a north wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy overnight, much cooler than it was, with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s and a northwest wind around 5 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then a chance of showers after midnight. Lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then becoming mostly sunny this afternoon with a high near 80 and a northwest wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour. Clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy overnight, lows in the mid-50s, a north wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly cloudy today with showers likely and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon with highs in the lower 80s and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles an hour, mostly cloudy tonight with a low near 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy with showers likely and a slight chance of thunderstorms this morning, then becoming mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers this afternoon, highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. cooler with lows in the upper 50s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Thursday, partly sunny with a chance of afternoon showers and storms. Highs in the mid and upper 70s to near 80 degrees. Mostly sunny Friday, a little warmer with highs in the low to mid 80s. Saturday, sun to start, then increasing clouds. It'll be warm with highs in the low to mid 80s. Sunday, increasing clouds with the threat of showers and storms late in the day. Temperatures in the low to mid 80s. Showers and thunderstorms Monday with highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Katerina.